This is the Radio Ronin Show on Podbash.com.
Oh, now we're going.
Yeah, sorry.
Yeah, it's okay. No, it's okay.
My bad.
One foot in the grave, the other on a banana peel. That's all I got to say about those people. So,
is that a racist thing? What's going on?
No, it's a morning showist thing.
Showist.
Yeah, I don't know. Anyway, hey, everybody, welcome one and all to the Radio Ronin Show. Come one, come all to the most spectacular radio show that's not on the radio on Earth. Does that make sense?
There's a lot of qualifiers there, but I feel like you're right.
Oh, no. Listen, I saw. Well, let's just get started. Let's jump right in, okay? Because we got a big show. We've got so much to go over today. So I'm your host, Chunga. Hey, with my fellow host, the lovely, the talented Mr. Kenny D.
I, Joseph Gordon, love it. Come on, you guys.
And the show is ground to a halt.
I like that fast. Positivity.
It's a word. We're dead. We're dead in the water. That.
Yeah, at least 3 days.
It's his desktop at work. He has a picture of Joseph Gordon-Levitt, and it says, "I Joseph Gordon-Levitt."
Like, you need to say it like, "Love it."
Stop this.
The smartest man in the room, Mr. DJ Spinari, is right over there. Oh. Yeah, it's Christmas in July,
Christmas
man.
Christmas in July, man. We'll get to
Christmas.
It.
Yeah, we'll talk about that here in a sec. But first, we have to say a huge thanks. Huge thank you. Thank you so much for all the feedback we've been getting.
Yeah.
Tons of feedback. I'm very excited because I'm now in my own Facebook group, finally.
I actually thought you were some sort of hacker.
Like an imposter.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like somebody was catfishing.
Yeah, or like, you know, there was some old antagonist of yours that decided to take on the name.
Oh, there are old antagonists of ours.
Right.
And when I say old, I mean really old.
Yes.
But no, it wasn't. A lot of people, when I got in, they didn't think it was me, including you.
Yeah.
People were like, oh, this isn't Chunga. We this is not Chunga. This is somebody
I
else.
Waited 4 hours and 47 minutes to accept your friend request.
Uh-huh.
And then I'm like, you know what? I'm going to risk it. I'm going to see what happens.
No, dude, it's really me. It's me.
I'm like,
I still don't think I've accepted it. Sorry, Dad.
What?
I'm like, Jaden Smith.
Yeah.
James Chunga. I'm not sure.
Yeah, James Chunga is what I went. It's weird because I went into our Facebook users group because of the Chunga page, fan page. I couldn't get in. I had to have my own.
Yeah.
It had to be a personal Facebook account, which I didn't have. So I started one under the name Glenn Snackwell, which is the name that I use whenever I go anywhere to order food.
And it's like, great.
Mm-hmm. And what is the name of the party? And I'll say it's Glenn Snackwell. And they'll be like, mm-hmm.
And then please say the full name
the whole thing.
I make them say the full name.
Yes. Yeah.
And usually you guys have left by that point, but I just sit there and I'm like, for my own personal joy. When they, Glenn Snackwell, your Chick-fil-A nuggets are ready. So I went into Facebook as Glenn Snackwell and they killed me.
Yeah,
they
why?
They said, no.
Because that is a full name.
You are clearly a fraud. Oh. So they banned me.
Rude.
So then I set up another one as Jimmy Chunga, and they said, no, there's already a fan page of somebody that has a fan page. And I'm like, it's me. And they said, no, it's not you. So I couldn't even get in under my own name.
That's great.
So I toyed with a couple of other names, but for whatever reason, James Chunga happened to be the one that stuck. It took me like 12 names before they finally let me in.
I kind of want to know the other 12, but...
There was a bunch. There was Kent C. Dunn.
Jimothy Chunga.
Yeah, there was a whole bunch of them.
Right.
I used Ben's name from Ticked. That didn't happen.
You spelled it wrong, though. You spelled it Crochet, not Croshaw.
Yeah, that could have been it.
Yeah.
Maybe that's why they said it was fake. But I'm like, I know him. Oh, crap. It's not me. So anyway, yeah. So I'm finally in the Facebook users group, but nobody believed it was actually me.
Well,
we got a ton of feedback.
We
it
did.
Was really fun.
Yeah.
It's really fun to get the feedback.
I don't know about you guys, but I feel like everything was against what we do on the show, because what we did is we asked, hey, what do you guys want to hear?
Yeah.
Like, mm-hmm. what are the segments? If you want segments, what kind of segments do you want
to
hear?
Yeah, what are you looking for?
We want to know we're not just talking to ourselves about guns. Right.
Well, I think the thing was from the last show, as I said, look, you know, I've kind of said everything that I personally was really, really passionate about saying. And now I just want to just talk about stuff that is fun for everybody.
Yeah.
You know, myself included, but not just, you know, I don't have some sort of jihad where it's like, I have to say this.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know what I mean? I just want to know what people are into. And so I said, what are you into? What do you want us to talk about? And for some reason, that like set off
here's
all kinds of stuff.
Here's what I got, and I'm going to embellish here because that's more fun.
Right.
Flight Attendant Roy.
Yeah, they wanted a lot of Flight Attendant Roy.
Karl Malone.
How were you embellishing? That's all. I saw a ton of that.
Yeah, exactly. They apparently wanted Jeff Beck.
Okay, now you're embellishing.
I was starting off with the fictional characters first.
Yeah.
And so, let's see. What else? Right? They do want more segments. Like actual segments.
Yeah.
And I say they. I'm saying maybe 35% of people wanted segments.
Yeah, well, we can do that. We can start putting benchmarks and segments and a show clock, as they say, in the business together, if people want to do that.
I mean, let's be honest. 2 months from now, nothing will have changed.
Oh, no. I mean, if that's what they want.
Yeah.
Look, we stopped DJing. Spinari and I stopped DJing. We're taking a break so that we can focus more on just developing PodBash. Because it's growing. It's growing really big. And now we've got Tim Hemingway, who's our president of sales. And we have people in Michigan, and we have people in Layton, and we have people in California all wanting to advertise. Like, all over the place, people are wanting to advertise.
So
I'm trying to set this up. And so I'm thinking to myself, okay, well, we should probably stop with the DJ thing and focus more on the development of this. So what do you want to hear so that we can grow? Well, we went through the analytics last week. We all sat down with Tim Hemingway. We went through the analytics, and Tim was like, holy crap, your show is getting bigger each and every single week. Like, you don't have a down week. Going through everything, it's just over and over and over, week after week after week, it's getting bigger and bigger and bigger. And I have some really exciting news. this is cool news for us.
I don't know what's going on right now.
You may not have been here for this. I don't know if you were or not. No, in fact, you were not. We have a new number one market. We have a new number one.
Oh, yeah.
The most listened to market in the entire country.
Hold on. Let me guess. Let me guess.
Well, you remember what the last one was?
It used to be. Yeah,
San Jose.
The Silicon Valley.
Right, that area.
Yeah, that whole area.
Hold on.
Yeah.
Nampa, Idaho.
We do okay in Idaho.
Just okay?
Well,
way to go, Nampa.
Let me start with the bad news first. There is no one by our analytics. There is no one in South Dakota listening to us.
What?
So that's
hold on, we need to
change this.
South Dakota's a state, right?
In name, yes.
Does anyone live there? That's what I want to know.
I don't think so.
No.
So it's okay that no one listens
probably.
In South Dakota?
Probably. Yeah. We do have listeners in North Dakota, though. Lots of them. Hey. So, what's up, North Dakota?
Where's Mount Rushmore? Is that North Dakota?
North Dakota.
Okay.
So,
way to go, North Dakota.
Wait. I think it's North. Yes. I think it's North Dakota.
Geography,
screw you, Dakotas.
No, North Dakota. No, we have people listening up there
We're
in North Dakota.
Listener, yeah. Oh, in South Dakota.
Yay.
Here's the other bad news. We have nobody listening in Nebraska.
Wait, why?
Are they
the Cornhuskers?
We have this kind of this flyover state.
I don't know,
we have kind of this area. This area between Illinois and like Colorado.
Are we hated in the Midwest? Like, what's going on?
Well, we have a lot of people in the Midwest. Like, we have Texas and we have Oklahoma, but Iowa and Nebraska, not so much.
What in the world?
Yeah. So we're missing South Dakota, Iowa, and Nebraska.
I feel like we're chicken soup. Like, why are people in the Midwest not loving us?
Well, we do really good in Illinois. We do really good in Ohio. We do really good in Michigan and Minnesota. So they're there in the Midwest and in Texas. We're
Arkansas?
Huge in Texas.
Do we have numbers in Arkansas?
No.
Screw you, Arkansas.
That was one of the places
Arkansas
where
sucks
no one was
so
listening.
Bad. They don't even have their own name. It's Kansas with an R at the beginning. It's Arkansas.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
No, what?
Guys, have you not thought about this before?
No.
Never.
Yeah.
So well, here's the thing. Okay, so I got to go back to my original point.
Unoriginal states don't listen to Radio Ronin because it's like...
Arkansas.
It's like, what should we call ourselves? Well, there's a Dakota as our neighbor. Let's be the other Dakota.
Yes.
Arkansas.
So,
sorry.
I can't even remember what my original
point is. Do you want me to go
on
a diatribe of the other states that may or may not listen?
Holy cow. We have no listeners in Maine. As of last week, we check week to week, so we don't have any in Maine.
Hold on.
And we
have
we
listeners
don't have
in
any...
South Korea, I'm sure.
No, we do.
We but actually
none
do.
In Maine?
And
Australia, but we don't have any in Maine or Vermont. We have tons in Boston, which I'm really excited to find out.
Is Vermont the state?
We have tons in New York City. Yeah. So
New York City.
Yeah. New York City.
Get the rope.
So, hey, New York. So, listen, we've got... Okay, so we have a number one. It's been the Silicon Valley for a long time.
Hold on. Burley, Idaho.
No, Kenny, we don't do that good in Idaho. I know. We're doing okay, but not that great.
Come on, Big Judd's.
So
we got to get a sponsorship with Big Judd's, and then we will be in with Idaho.
The number three market for us now, the top three, the number three market is the Silicon Valley.
What?
Oh, wow.
That's number three.
So they're still good, right? I mean, they're still there, hanging on.
They're still
great.
There's tens of thousands of listeners, people checking in.
Okay.
The number two market is Los Angeles.
Really?
Los Angeles.
La La Land itself.
The city of Los Angeles. We have a lot of people in Los Angeles proper that are listening to us. It's the number two market. So
California knows how to
party. My favorite city on earth is Los Angeles, as you guys know. I love it. I love Southern California in particular, but Los Angeles, love it.
Huh.
That's awesome.
Yeah. Hollywood, I love it all.
I love you too, Los Angeles.
Los Angeles.
That's a state, right?
And the number one market in the country for you, our Radio Ronin Podbash fans, is Salt Lake City.
Hey!
So Salt Lake is back.
Wait. Does this mean okay if we talk about Pioneer Village again?
Yes, I think. yeah. Well, we're going to talk about the tarot ride coming up.
Oh, tarot.
Yeah, so, and this is not, Provo's actually down, like way down on the list. But
Provo?
Yeah, and so is Ogden. But Salt Lake, and that includes like Sandy what and West the hell, Jordan Provo? And South Jordan and Daybreak. All those places, Kearns. We're doing awesome in kind of the Salt Lake, County. I would say Salt Lake
Greg.
County. Right.
Hey, Greg.
And congratulations. Can I say there? I got to say congratulations to just taking a look at the numbers really quick. All of the shows are doing fantastic.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. First of all, I was shocked. I took a look at Greg's Guide to New Music, just what his numbers are. I haven't even talked to Greg, so I'm hoping Greg hears this and is surprised. He had 25,000 listeners last month.
Woohoo! Not surprised.
I mean, that's huge.
That's awesome.
Greg's one of my favorite people.
25,000 people listening to Greg's, as Greg would put it, his little indie rock show.
Right.
He's just playing what he likes to play and talk about. And he talks about how he's depressed all the time.
Yeah, he should not be.
And that's because that's he's got thousands and thousands of people listening to his show.
I mean, if anything cures depression, it's fame. Not really.
No. No. Also, congratulations to Ben and Lieb on Ticked.
Yeah.
Their show is absolutely killing it.
Because
the Wisps
so good.
Show is killing it. Life on the Rocks, Please, is killing it.
Even Are We Prepared Yet, I think.
Are We Prepared Yet?
Yeah.
The Prepper show is doing really well. And here's the weird thing. Bash Music is the number three show. Bash Music, the number three show on Podbash.
The show that hasn't been around for a month now?
We haven't done a new show in almost 2 months.
And it's,
It's still the number three show. So people are just going and listening to past episodes and checking it out.
Just tell me this.
Yep.
Just for pride reasons.
Yep.
Please tell me that the yet-to-be-named paranormal show is not beating Bacon Cell in terms of monthly numbers. Please.
Is that still on there?
It's still
on
there.
It is actually, it's on there.
Ben's yet-to-be-named paranormal show?
Yeah, there's a weird picture of Sasquatch and someone laying on Sasquatch's face. I don't know
really?
What's going on.
Well, I know Guys on Girls is still on there, and it still gets hundreds of listens.
Isn't that crazy?
So, you know, the reason why I'm saying all this, and then, of course, there's Bacon Sale and Radio Ronin, and those are nuts.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So, huge, huge, huge thank you to each and every one of you listening all over these United States. A huge thanks. And I'm just trying to figure out why it is we... did so well in Salt Lake. I mean, we always do well, obviously, but we really popped. And I don't know. I know we've been getting some love with some local radio.
Yeah, no. So. And actually, jumping onto that without even naming names.
Yeah.
I think that people are kind of catching on to the fact that podcasts are easy to listen to.
Yeah.
And we're all pretty conservative sounding on the show. We don't try to push the envelope too far, right?
Right.
But we're able to be counterculture. Without just laughing in the face of the local culture.
Yeah.
Like we're able to say, hey, everyone, take a step back and look at how ridiculous you look. But we're able to do that without making fun of
you.
People.
We laugh with you.
Exactly.
Yeah. And more so, we're just trying to be like, hey, let's all fix this together. Can we unite on something?
Absolutely.
Not just ripping people apart.
We kind of do that, but we do it with the love.
Yes.
As Michael Jackson, with the L-O-V-E, as Michael Jackson would say.
Yeah.
Well, anyway, thank you.
Mm-hmm.
On behalf of Kenny Spinari and myself, thank you to my geriatric friends, one foot in the grave, one on a banana peel. I'm convinced that probably 95% of the listener base of these radio shows are listening simply because they're hoping one of the hosts actually dies on air. the ghoul pool is underway. I know he's going to die during the show. Let's listen. So
it's possible.
I don't know what's happening, but 4 years off the air, it'll be 4 years in August, we've been off terrestrial radio, and we're still in your heads. And for that, I salute you.
Right.
Thank you. We're still getting in your head, and I couldn't be happier about it. So, mwah!
Do you know what I love about podcasts?
Yes.
The fact that we do this week after week, and yes, we've had struggles, but we still enjoy it. It still becomes our fuel.
Whereas
I remember Tuesday mornings and
I was
Friday.
Excited all day about doing this show.
Right? As was I, yeah.
Yeah, every Tuesday night before I record, I'm like, okay, let's do this.
Yep.
But I remember coming in the mornings and going, okay, I hope the show is still around next week, or I hope that we have enough good content. Like, it was just kind of a stressful experience.
It was horrible.
9,000 times more, because there were times where you had to run the show by yourself.
Yeah, a lot of times.
Because you were sabotaged.
Yep.
And so it's kind of nice not having to stress out about what we do here.
Well, can I just tell you what's... if I were working at a regular radio station, and of course I don't, because I'm not 70 years old and still wearing my high school Letterman jacket and talking about how cool the 80s were.
Right.
way past that. So if I were one of those people, the last people I would ever want to talk about is us. And the reason why is because we have no rules.
Yeah.
These guys have general managers, they have sales managers, they have the FCC, they have everything. They have owners. We're the owners, we're the general managers, we're the FCC. We can do anything we want to do. That is absolutely terrifying.
Yeah.
So, I mean, you guys got huevos for talking about us. I mean, thank you. That's great.
Publicity is great.
Anyway,
the
numbers are great, and thank you to each and every. It was so funny because a lot of our listeners were just they hear other shows during the week, and they get so offended and they're so mad, and then they come back and they're just like, I can't believe this. Listen, my advice to all of you: I rarely ask for anything. Kenny rarely asks for anything. Spinari, he's a little more needy.
I'm needy.
we rarely ask for anything. I'm just going to ask you to do this, okay? Just turn off the radio. Just turn it off. It's a wasteland. Doesn't exist anymore. When I can turn on C-SPAN and I can see hearings underway and I can see an 80-year-old congressman grilling another 80-year-old congressman about something he heard on the radio and challenging that, saying nobody listens to the radio anymore. Some people still do here in this town, and I'm just asking you. I'm going to ask you to do me a favor. Just shut it off.
Right.
There's no point to it. You have other options that are way better. There's always something new happening here every single day.
Yep.
So, and the numbers are great. And thank you so much.
Thank you.
We're going to be doing meetups soon. We're going to be doing Podbash meetups.
Yeah, many people asked for that.
A lot of you have asked us to do Podbash meetups, and so we're going to be doing that. We're going to be probably doing a Lagoon Day here pretty soon, and we're going to be setting all this up through the summer and through the fall with Halloween shows and everything else that we're doing. So all of it's coming up, and thank you to each and every one of you for the support, for the love, for the anger, for the vitriol, for the fact that we're still in your heads.
Yes.
Some of you.
Yeah.
It's all good. It's all good for me.
Well, with all these good vibes going around, I do want to apologize to you,
yeah,
if I may,
okay,
for today.
You want to apologize? Oh.
No.
It seems like you're not quite ready. Ned Chunga.
I was just going to kind of gloss that over. I really wasn't going to talk about this because it is a little raw for me.
Well, look, I would like to say I feel bad, but my cold chest cavity, it just can't quite...
You're loving this. Listen to that.
You hear how happy he is? Can I share something? I just want to share something.
Sure.
Yeah. Really, really quickly.
Here we go.
There is something I've wanted to do in the year that I've... not quite a year that I've had my big boy job. I've never really had a big boy job before, so for me this is kind of fun.
Yeah,
you know, going to lunch every day,
and we have the benefit of all working together.
We all work together. Yep. Okay, so that you know, if you're listening to Radio Ronin right now, you may not know how many goblins actually we all work together.
Yeah,
you have Kenny, you have Spinari, you have myself, you have Lee Montoya,
yep,
who is the host of Ticked with Ben. You have
Tim.
Tim Hemingway.
Mm-hmm.
You have
Morgan. DJ Morgan
DJ
Hayes.
DJ Morgan Hayes. You have Jess.
Yep. Just Jess.
Jess works with us, even though she's wants to, she doesn't really want a podcast anymore, but Jess is very much part of the family. We love her dearly, and she's doing great, and she works with us every single day as well.
I mean, I wouldn't be surprised if Ben Hansen was in one of the back offices, to be honest with you.
Yeah, no kidding, right? Yeah. And so we a lot of the core of PodBash, we all actually work together at a big boy job now. And it was really me, Lieb, and Tim at the very beginning.
Yes.
And ever since I've had this job, I've tried to go to a certain place for lunch. I've wanted to go every day. And there were times when it was like the snow was coming down and the Christmas lights are on. And I'm like, oh, this would be the great. Can we just go in here? So, and Tim would be like, no,
I'm going to stop you right there. Okay. By the way, this place, for everyone listening, is right across the street from where we work.
It's like a 2-minute walk.
So it's Kitty Corner.
Yeah.
So today, I noticed you were going to lunch elsewhere.
I was a good administrator.
Yes, you were.
I am, yes.
And I was getting really hungry. It was a little afternoon. And so my stomach is like, you didn't have breakfast. Go eat somewhere and spend at least $12. I'm like, okay, I'm going to do that. And I'm like, hey, Spinari, we're going to Rich's. Rich's is a delicious burger place, which is super, super fatty, but
really,
it's
really
wonderful.
Good.
Rich's is great, but I get nervous going there.
Yeah.
It's a pain in the ass, first of all, because there's always a huge line and it takes forever and they always screw up my stuff.
Right.
Even though I love Rich.
The taste is amazing.
It's great.
But Rich is angry and he's very racist.
He's going to love that if he ever listens.
No, it's fun. Yeah, it's fun to go listen to him just go crazy on the homosexuals or on the blacks.
If you ever want to just have fun at someone's expense, bring your vegan friend.
Uh-huh.
Bring someone that's super PC and sensitive and just have him sit at the bar.
Yep. Because we do that.
Yeah, we do do that.
And it's hilarious.
It is great.
To just watch Rich just go crazy.
Yeah.
So it's a fun place to go. I don't like going there. And the reason I don't is because it is kind of a pain in the ass.
The food is so
They do screw my food up a lot.
Yeah. Mac and cheese on hamburgers.
Mac and cheese hamburger.
So I thought, this is a great chance because I am taking one of the departments in our big boy job. I'm taking one of the departments to lunch to go over some things. And it didn't happen to be the marketing department, which a lot of us work.
We generally go to lunch every single day.
Without going into it, I have a job. I have like three hats that I wear there. I am I do marketing communications, and Kenny and I are writers there. And we do the media work, like the podcasting work, and we're in the studio a lot. But we're also business unit managers, and I'm not going to waste your time, or bums, for sure. So I'm not. It's Tim, Kenny, and I are business unit managers.
We're bums.
And bums. Then I am also the chief culture officer. And anybody who works in a corporate environment knows what a chief culture officer does.
Right.
So I was taking some people to lunch today.
And where did you go?
Well, I let them choose.
Okay. Mm-hmm. That's very nice of you.
That's what you do. That's when you're a diplomat.
Mm-hmm.
You're
yeah.
You take people to where they want to go. Those sons of bitches picked Blue Iguana.
Oh, that place is just fine.
Oh, it's great if you like Mexican food and tomatoes.
Hold on. Okay. All right. So before we name the place that I wanted to go. Yeah.
And I'm thinking to myself, I'm working. This is a work lunch. I'm making other people happy.
Mm-hmm.
So we're going to the Blue Iguana. That's great.
Yeah.
Because I love sour cream, tomatoes, and guacamole on everything.
So what did you get there? I mean, obviously you got something great.
Got myself a dang quesadilla.
Okay, that sounds good.
And I asked the lady, I was like, can I get this with, no tomatoes? Can I just get the meat and
sounds
the
pretty
cheese?
Simple. Like a quesadilla, because quesadillas generally don't come with tomatoes.
That's why I got it, dude. That's why I got it. And she's like, do you like the, no tomatoes? I said, no, I'm allergic.
Allergic?
I'll die.
You whispered in her ear, I'll die.
That's what I told
you.
Yeah. And the people in this department that I've said, you're like, you are so full of shit. And I'm like, just stop talking. I'm allergic. I'll die. So then she's like, I said, what? I don't know if I can do that. What do you mean you don't know if you can do that? I'm allergic. I'll die. They're very, very busy in the kitchen.
Wait.
It's less ingredients.
You're putting less food in my food.
It's less food in the quesadilla.
They're very, very busy. Now, I will say their food is fantastic.
Right.
Anybody who's ever gone to the Blue Iguana knows just how insanely good their food is, unless you don't like Mexican food. Right?
Yeah.
Which... Even somebody who is named Chunga and doesn't like Mexican food, I can still understand, hey, this food is phenomenal.
Yeah.
But I asked her, I said, please don't put tomatoes on it. So sure enough, it comes out and it's just covered in tomatoes. It's like she put extra tomatoes on it. And I'm like, can you make me one with no tomatoes on it, please? I don't want to make a big stink about this. Okay. So she goes, she leaves and she comes back out, and I can tell all she did was scrape the sour cream and the guacamole and the tomatoes off of everything. And then there was something weird on it. Like, I don't know what else. She couldn't just leave it the way it was.
So we're going to pause your story.
And as I'm sitting there.
No, we're going to pause your story there. Okay, let's just say this. Then you get a text, and that's where we're going to leave the story.
Got a text. Buzz.
Stop there. At that very same time, I'm sitting there, and I'm like, oh, I'm so hungry. Everyone hurry up with your meetings. Guys, we're going to Rich's.
Yeah,
and then all of a sudden,
over.
A conversation is brought up that makes me think of one specific chain restaurant, which I rarely ever go to. Mm-hmm. But it hit my taste buds the right time. And Lee could even tell you, I went like this. I went, because I had to clear my taste buds.
Like you're on Looney Tunes?
Yeah,
like your Wile E. Coyote?
Yeah,
all of
no,
a sudden?
It was like,
guys, he actually did that.
Like you're standing there with dynamite roller skates on, and the Roadrunner just ran past, and you grab your fork and your knife and your napkin?
Yes. And I'm thinking, I need to eat this. And I go, guys, let's do this. And Liba's like, yes, we finally agreed on lunch, because we never agree on lunch. And he is mad at me because I'm the one that always chooses lunch.
Yeah.
And then I look back at Spinari, and Spinari goes, well, guys, I don't think that's a great idea because, well, my dad has wanted to eat there for a year.
And he will kick all of your asses.
And I go, you know what? I'm so hungry right now, I don't give a crap. Yeah. And we're going here. And he's like, guys,
you guys went to Olive Garden without me. Can I tell you how many times I've walked past?
I feel like there's this big story, and then it just went with Olive Garden's mention. No,
but you guys know, you don't understand. My Shannon, lovely Shannon.
Yes.
Doesn't go to Olive Garden because she can't get the coupons.
They never have coupons?
They never have coupons.
When they do, we can go. But it's a rare time during, you know, the fiscal year that I can go to Olive Garden because my wife won't let me.
Wait, hold on. You can go anywhere you want for lunch, right? And she doesn't know how much you're spending or she doesn't care.
Yes.
But you can't go to dinner anywhere you want because...
Without the coupons. So...
The struggle is real.
So I walk past in the snow. The snow is falling down. I hear Dino singing out on the sidewalk. The smell of Olive Garden is wafting down the street as I'm walking to Rich's or some other place that I don't want to go eat.
Right.
And I'm thinking, someday I'm going to get to go to Olive Garden. Tim, can we go to Olive Garden? No, I am not paying. Pasta is a huge ripoff. I am not going to Olive Garden. And Tim is right. When you think about it, pasta is the biggest ripoff in the restaurant world. Anywhere. Pasta is a huge ripoff.
Okay.
You're paying $9, $10, $11, $12 to eat 30 cents in pasta.
I pay $9 going to Chick-fil-A to get some grilled nuggets.
Yeah, like, but that's
$9. Really,
that's
good,
$9.
Though. Yeah.
You guys are on board.
So here's the thing. So I'm sitting at Blue Iguana. I'm working. I'm being the good administrator that I am. A text comes in and I look down and it's Kenny. My dear friend, my brother, my mate.
Stop it.
My, you know. And I looked down and it's like, would you be terribly angry if we went to Olive Garden? And I immediately, while sitting at the Blue Iguana, I was like, ah! 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 And people are looking at me at the table.
It's
like the water tips over.
Your response in all caps with 8 exclamation points. Oh, multiple. Did you guys go to Olive Garden without me? Exclamation question, blah, blah, blah. And no! And then the next one, not in caps, but still pissed. I ate a damn quesadilla covered in tomatoes! Exclamation 7 times. Yeah.
And I had to go back and retype that like 7 times because I misspelled everything because I was typing so fast.
And so,
we're going to do a goblin meetup at Olive Garden.
And, here's what's so
and
funny.
You guys can't go.
I didn't. I was taken prisoner on
no.
this one.
So I come back and I'm mad and I'm sweaty and I thought I had to hurry.
Oh, by the way, 105 degrees, probably not a great Olive Garden experience, but still.
It was delicious.
You know what my deal is? There are some chain restaurants that are just delightful.
Yeah.
They're amazing. There are a couple of chain restaurants, and I guess they're kind of guilty pleasure restaurants, right? that are just fantastic. Yeah. For me, Olive Garden is, I love Olive Garden so much. And maybe it's just because I never get to go. I don't know.
Well,
you guys got to go with me because
I'm here to remedy
fair.
That. I didn't know you loved it so much until
I love it.
Until the smartest man in the room said, "I really don't think that's a good idea."
I was like, "This is going to go
guys,
horrible."
Can you wait till tomorrow? And I was like, "Nope, I can't."
You guys come back. I'm already back and in another meeting.
Yes. Yeah.
So I've gone and come back.
But
I'm back. The
tell everyone what you got.
What did we do for you?
One breadstick and two mints.
But
sitting on my desk.
It was like all wrapped up. The breadstick was
wrapped
up like a pillow.
Yeah, the breadstick was wrapped up in a sleeping bag.
Like a pillow, and then the two mints were gently laid on top.
I did stand there while Lieb stared at me. I tucked the napkin into my shirt, and I did enjoy the breadstick.
You did swear at us before you ate it, though.
I ate it begrudgingly.
How was it?
Yeah. Oh, so good.
Well, okay.
Heavenly Father, thank you for Olive Garden.
So that's a good question.
It's the greatest thing ever.
This could be a chunga poll or just a kind of open question.
This is the chunga poll.
What chain restaurants do you actually like? Like, which ones are... And it could be guilty pleasure.
Like a cookie cutter restaurant.
Because if someone were to say, like, Applebee's is my go-to, like, that would kind of be a little pathetic.
Yeah,
because
Applebee's sucks.
But there are people that love Applebee's.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You get your 2 for $20, and you're good to go. That's a cheap two meals right there.
Yep.
Or Chili's or whatnot. I do think Olive Garden
is... I like the boneless wings at Chili's.
Okay, yeah, there you go.
Boneless wings at Chili's.
And I do think Olive Garden is not way above those two that I mentioned.
Oh, yes, it is. Mm-hmm. Olive Garden is an American institution, my friend.
Yes.
Yeah.
They did give us like 37 mints after we finished our lunch.
I know, they do that.
So that's pretty appreciative.
They're free.
Yeah, and free breadsticks.
Yep.
Yeah, and all-you-can-eat soup.
So I want to know, like, listeners... Is it Iggy's? Is it Applebee's?
You know what? Look, can I just tell you? Iggy's is locally owned.
Is it really?
Yeah. I like Iggy's, but their price points are way too high.
They are too high.
It's way too expensive. And I talked to the former owner of Iggy's, and I said, you know what? I love what you're doing, but, you know, $17 for your fish and chips is like...
Ridiculous.
Come on, man. $18. No. No. So, you know what? I love Olive Garden. I love Wingers. For a couple of reasons. Number one, the guys who own Wingers actually gave us the money to start the end back in the day.
Really?
The Slaymakers. Eric, yeah.
Wow.
Eric and Scott Slaymaker. What's up? Shouts to Eric Slaymaker. They gave us the money to start the end.
Can I be honest? Wingers is my place. It is
the
place.
It is so good.
And you can't hardly find them anymore.
Yeah.
They're shut down all over the place. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they're still around.
There's one by us.
There's one by us.
And there's one in Kaysville.
Yeah.
So they,
but that winger
they
sauce.
Just gotta, yeah.
And for me, Red Lobster.
Okay,
Red Lobster. Yep. Which is weird because I love Red Lobster. Oh my gosh.
We never go
You
though.
Love making fun of Red Lobster, though.
No, well, I, it's
Don't
an
obser- you?
It's no. A, no, it's an observation. When you go to Red Lobster, you go in, and it's similar to the Olive Garden, right? You're walking up, and the sweet smell of seafood hits you as you're out in the parking lot.
Mm-hmm.
You know
butter.
That you are,
it's butter.
You know that you are in for something special.
Right.
Yeah.
And you know you're going to be sitting in a cushy seat that's got fish on it, and they're kind of teal, and wow, what an experience. And you pull open the door, and you know you're going to see like some fish and knots up stapled to the wall, and... You know, you're going to see kind of a murky tank with some live lobster.
A murky tank.
There's going to be like an anchor on the wall or something.
Yeah.
And you're just so excited.
You get to walk in with the garlic rolls.
Oh, man, you walk in and no one is smiling.
Why
Nobody.
Is it? Why is that?
I don't get it. Because I'm like... I go walking into the...
I love the snaps.
If you would have taken me to Olive Garden, you would have seen it. All the way from the office to the Olive Garden. That's what you would have seen.
Is that your song that you sing?
As we're crossing in.
But you walk into the Red Lobster and it's just everybody just kind of staring at their shoes. Like no one is happy.
But the rolls.
They're so
they all have
good.
A look like that dinner that you eat after the funeral. Right? That's what they all look like.
Okay.
Yeah. They all have that look where they kind of look at each other like, I know.
Yeah, I shouldn't have
got... You're eating Red Lobster.
I shouldn't have got the shrimp platter. I should
this
have
is America.
Like the lobster tail.
But I love going to Red Lobster. I love going... You know what? You know where else I love?
Hmm.
And this is like... I'm not even ashamed.
Okay.
Sizzler. I love Sizzler. And it sucks. I'm going to tell you. Sizzler's it's not good. But I love it. The Malibu chicken.
Hold on. What?
Oh my gosh. Malibu chicken.
Excuse me?
Yeah.
Mabaloo.
Mabaloo chicken.
Is it?
It's an old joke. There are some of you out there that are going to get it.
I feel like I should get it, but...
I used to do this impersonation.
I was really disappointed in you. Okay.
I used to do this impersonation of Whitney Houston when she was alive.
Why don't you do it anymore?
And she, because, you know.
Yeah, I know.
It's too soon.
Is it too soon?
Kenny, it's too soon. And she would be high on whatever, and she would throw a fit on Bobby Brown because she wanted Bobby to take her to the Sizzler. I can't. It's too loud. I'll wake up everybody. I have an HOA.
Oh, yes, you do.
Yeah. But it was basically,
you're so tempted
you take me to the Sizzler from Sisinga. I want steak and Mabaloo chicken. Bobby!
Look.
Sizzler's steak and Mabaloo chicken, Bobby!
Sizzler's like third place in local buffets. I mean, you have Chuck-O-Rama, Golden Corral, then Sizzler.
And then Sizzler.
Because the steak you need to cover, it's so well done. Yeah. You need to cover that
thing. I don't even know
A1.
If it's steak.
It may not be.
Probably, I think it's
and the Mabaloo
leather.
Chicken?
It's like Steak-ums. They just microwave them in a pile for a long time.
Ew. They put them in a pile and it kind of gets congeals.
And then they're like, no, that's steak.
Excuse me. No, that's actually steak, believe it or not.
Yep. I think you could get an Arby's sandwich, which is more steaky than actual Sizzler steak.
Do you know what I do every time I go to a Sizzler? Which, by the way, is like once every 7 years.
Yep.
Yeah.
I throw kiwi in each salad dressing pot. I don't know why. A full kiwi, because you know they have the fruit thing.
And
they, I don't know why.
Kenny, why?
It's like my buffet terrorism.
You're a salad bar vandal.
I am.
Did you put it like in the ranch dressing?
Yes.
You got like
and,
a kiwi.
And so you see
kiwi?
The little fuzz part sticking out the top. And I'm like,
it's all hairy.
Thousand Island with a little hairy fuzz. I don't know why. I think it's so funny.
What's wrong with you, man?
Look, if that's the worst thing I'm doing,
you like
that's
to vandalize
bad.
Salad bars.
Yeah,
let's go together. I'll do it. Okay. So there are, and this is no joke. I really do like Sizzler. You know, we love King Buffet. We go there all the
King
time.
King Buffet's great.
It's called King Buffet for a reason. But I think really at the top of the list, though, it is Olive Garden as far as these chain restaurants. And I'm sure everybody that's listening to this around the country, they all know.
Yeah,
they all have their pick. Right.
Oh, by the way. I don't know if I can go to King Buffet anymore because anytime we go and we make a reference to it, even to like my boss's boss, he's like, wait, where'd you go? King Buffet. And I'm like, no, it's not that.
Former collegiate football star Mike Berg.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And he's one of our presidents.
And I'm like, no, it's not for that. I didn't deserve it.
Kenny,
I didn't deserve King Buffet.
Dude, you're going to King Buffet?
I'm like, we're going there for lunch, but it's not for what you think.
Let me see the hickeys.
And I really have to feel like I have to defend my chastity.
Because you didn't have the coitus.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Go or deserve the... coitus.
Can I just share with you something, by the way?
Oh, but no.
I have something from the New York Daily News that you're probably going to want to be aware of. I want to share this with you.
Is it about King Buffet and the
or is it
food
about
poisoning I'm going to get?
This is from the New York Daily News. It's in the lifestyle section.
Oh, good. Okay, nice.
The title is Untreatable Super Gonorrhea is on the rise, and it's spread by oral sex. A new strain of gonorrhea is affecting patients all over the world, and the World Health Organization, or the WHO, is sending a warning that this mutant super gonorrhea...
What?
Gosh.
That means Xavier and Wolverine, they're going to go track it down. They're going to take it, put it in high school. They're going to teach it how to do stuff.
What?
This mutant super gonorrhea is not treatable by current means.
Could you give us more allusions?
The gonorrhea mice is like just doing push-ups.
Yeah. Could you please explain more in terms of superhero
because
movies?
Because of his name, it's like, how you doing? I'm at the gonorrhea. I'm a magic.
Wait, why is he Borat now?
My name is Gonorrhea.
Super.
Sup?
Super gonorrhea.
Yeah, about 78 million people each year catch gonorrhea.
Oh my gosh.
Wait, hold on.
The new antibiotic resistant strain developed through a mistreatment of gonorrhea bacteria, which is left in the throat. It often looks like strep throat.
Ew.
So it's often misdiagnosed as strep throat.
Wait, so next time someone's like, I have strep, and I'll be like...
and then, no, what you don't!
You have me.
It's a me, Super Gonorrhea.
Hey.
Ay, 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 ay. Why is Mario the voice of Super Gonorrhea?
That's a me.
Super Gonorrhea world.
And Yoshi. Then there's a picture of a woman holding. There's a picture of a woman holding her throat.
Wait, hold
on. Just, no, so you okay. don't have strep throat. You have super gonorrhea.
So I don't know a lot about gonorrhea, but so
sure you don't.
Was it very treatable before, and now it's just not?
Well, this is what they're saying. They're saying both of the current antibiotics used to treat gonorrhea, which is cefazolin and azithromycin.
I know him from work.
They're becoming increasingly ineffective against the new strain. They said the bacteria have evolved to resist them.
Whoa.
So U.S. authorities have had some success against gonorrhea by using both of these things, but it's unclear how long such a regimen will deter the super gonorrhea.
Oh, my gosh.
So something for you to look out for there, Kenneth.
Yeah.
So wait,
you need
wait.
To watch out for it.
So
I know you've got a singles event. I think you're taking. Aren't you taking Ben from Ticked?
Yeah,
I think you're talking.
I think
are you,
so. Honestly,
are you taking Josher?
I feel like I'm going to play the
take
guide.
Both.
Even though
you'll
I failed miserably my first time around,
do it.
I think I'm going to be the tour guide for many.
I think this is a very bad idea. You doing anything at a singles event?
Well, it's not like I'm going to get the super gonorrhea
or already have it.
Oh my gosh!
No. You know what? Kenny does have something else, and that's called a woman. So
yeah.
I think it's a very bad idea that you're going to this.
Right. No, well, I got to. I do.
You're
going to
go to a singles
there.
Event? Is that what
I need to volunteer and serve lunch to people.
So take the Joshua with you.
Well, I'll go with. Look,
or maybe Ben. If
I'm not really single.
Would you come with?
But
wait, hold on. Yeah. Wait.
Hold on.
Hold on a second.
You put a little mustache on you?
Yeah.
Mustache would age him considerably.
How are you doing?
Super gonorrhea.
Open the wide.
Ew. Gross.
Yeah.
Ew.
But look, yeah, it may be ridiculous, but it's nothing like German night, so that's good.
Mm. No, this was probably more of an Italian.
No, more I don't mean that. Actually, yeah, I'm putting an open invite. I will be there for at least a day.
Yeah.
It won't be a big extravaganza like the last one.
Uh-huh.
But I'll go to, you know, collect
some
stories.
I think you should take Joshua and anybody mm-hmm. else who wants to go with
Dude,
you.
Dude, if
and
Joshua
you
will
stream,
put it on his Instagram,
oh
I mean, that
God.
Would be
you
wonderful.
On the, you, should, well, you should live stream on the Podbash users group.
Yeah.
I would totally go yeah. with you, but every time I apply to these, I get denied. So.
Dude, we'll put a mustache on you.
Gonorrhea! Yeah. Yeah.
That'd be All fun. Right. That'd be fun. So when is this thing? When are you doing this?
I think it's in a month.
So
I should probably
we
double
get to
check.
Tell the stories on the show here.
Yeah,
and it's a Salt Lake one.
Yeah, it's a Salt Lake one.
Okay,
no, that's the thing. In the Goblin page, everyone is sharing these events with me. They're like,
yeah,
river rafting, or here's the Greek days, or everything like that. Like people want me to go to these things so I can mm-hmm. collect embarrassing stories or mm-hmm. awkward things,
yeah,
or speed dating stuff.
Right,
it's all bad.
Well,
but I do have to help out to this one, so I am going to that.
Yeah. All right. Well, I wish you luck. Please take Josh with you. Please.
Oh, I think I have to.
That'd be, so much
That'd be
fun.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Josh from Runcast USA. Go listen to his show. It's fun. It's
right.
A little bizarre.
Oh,
yeah. They just launched a new episode.
Yeah.
Just barely. So
what?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Joshua did.
Yep.
Please tell me they're not beating Bacon Cell in terms of the monthly numbers.
Well, listen, I got some news for you.
Oh, no.
No. It's Ronan and Bacon Sale. I
mean, okay,
they're just,
okay.
They're just right
Woo!
There. So I do have to call out Kyler Williamson on our Facebook page, though, because he sent me this big, long Facebook thing.
Yeah.
Once I got in, and he was like, hey, it's Kyler, and I live in, I can't remember where he lives. I think it's Minnesota.
Yes.
I think, or is it Michigan? I don't know.
He's one of the men's.
He lives in the Midwest somewhere, and he's like, I got to tell you, man, I love this so much. I absolutely love everything you do, and you know, you're my favorite, and you're the greatest ever, and you're the most awesome. And I was like, well, thanks, Kyler. That's really cool of you. And I wrote back to him. I said, thank you so much for listening. That's awesome. And
yeah.
then I see him post about Bacon Sale.
I got to tell you this.
I was so glad you saw this.
Bacon Sale is my favorite. Radio Ronan's okay. But what? I really, but Bacon
no,
Sale
no,
is
no.
my favorite.
He didn't say Radio Ronan's okay. In defense of Kyler.
He said, it's all right. It's okay.
He said, he was trying to compliment me because I think he and I have gotten some sparring. We've been in some disputes.
Oh, you brawled before?
A little bit. But, okay. You know, Kyler's great. Yeah. And so he was like, no, look, you guys
this
are doing...
This is my first interaction with him.
And he's great. He's like, you guys are doing a great job with Bacon Cell, and I think he's trying to puff me up. And then he's like, I think it's my number one. And I was like, I'm kind of disappointed and excited because, well, yeah. I'm associated with both shows.
Yeah. So he goes, one wins and
but
one
no,
loses.
But then he said, you know, because he's had such a history with you for 20 years and everything, yeah. He's like, I'm surprised I could like something just as much. So
that's not what he said. He said, I like it better.
Kyler, help me out here.
I like it better.
Kyler.
That's what he said. And I was actually going to like it just to show you.
No, you what you do?
You lied to
here,
me.
Chunga, I know you're new to the Facebook liking.
You're a dirty
people.
Whore of a liar, Kyler.
But what...
You said you loved me, and then...
I'm trying. So what you do is you hover over the like button,
yep.
And then it will show you like the happy face, the sad face, and the crying
face.
Should
do the angry one. Like
so you should do the angry face. Angry or the, face. Do the crying one, because that makes people feel guilty.
Yeah. Well, anyway, I'm just glad they're listening, so...
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, so let's see. What? There was something else that... Oh, so we did this thing a couple of weeks ago where Spinari bought me a season pass for Father's Day to Lagoon.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah.
Remember this?
Yeah.
And I was so excited, and we went to Lagoon, and we had a good time, and we've gone a couple of times since, and we did this Chunga poll, which we did a poll on Twitter and on Facebook, and Joshua ran the whole thing. And I said, look, you know, it's time. It's time. Everything at Lagoon is an upside down ride. Yeah. Everything is a puke ride. I have vertigo for like a month after I go for 2 hours to Lagoon.
Yeah.
And I think it's time that we redid one of the scary rides. Because you have Dracula's Castle, you have the Tarot ride, mm-hmm. And yes. They're in very close proximity to one another. Which
or just get rid of one and focus on just the one.
Yeah. So we said, which one would you like to see redone? We said, which one do you want to see? Basically, well, you can keep the facade, but tear everything out and redo it.
Yeah, because people were generally disappointed with Tarot Ride. Mm-hmm. That's the one that lost.
Tarot Ride was the one that they said, we want it redone. So as Spinari and I and Shannon were walking around Lagoon, we're going on and everything, and it's gorgeous, and the park looks great, and it's mm-hmm. awesome. We're walking around, and there's this huge line for Tarot Ride, so we didn't go on it. And I thought, well, it's because the mural. They put the mural back up from the 50s and the 60s that has the skeletons and the gorilla with a club. And,
right.
Yeah, yeah.
And the dragon.
The dragon thing.
And the happy black guy in the diaper.
Right.
You know, as they referred to him in the 60s, the happy Negro in the diaper.
Yeah.
And so I was like, oh, we've got to go check this out. And then I walk over there. No, there's a huge line.
Mm-hmm.
And then somebody told me, no, they erased the happy black guy.
Yeah, he's out.
He's gone. The dancing black guy in the diaper, they took him out. So they removed him, which it's so racist.
Wait, racist to remove him?
Yes.
Yeah. From a panel of monsters?
So there's all these monsters, and then you have a black dude in a diaper dancing happily. I dare say gaily.
Yeah, no, he was doing one of these.
He's like,
yeah. He, it's almost like a dab.
It's like the dab.
Like he's throwing a dab.
It's a lazy dab. The lazy dude. I can't even do it. Anything I say will sound racist. I'm not going there.
Yeah, we don't want to cross that bridge now. here's the thing. So I'm looking at this and I'm thinking, wow, that mural looks really cool. They did a great job redoing mm-hmm. it, and it's awesome. I don't think it's the original.
Oh, really?
I don't know. It's almost like they took a scan of it or something like that. And
right.
It looks great in any regard. But as I'm there and I'm trying to look, the line is totally long for the Tarot ride. And I'm thinking, this thing hasn't changed since like 1958. Yeah. I am not going on this. I'm not waiting an hour to go on the Tarot ride. And then we find out, thanks to all of our awesome friends on the Podbash Facebook page, we find out, oh, no. They're celebrating the 50th anniversary of the Tarot ride. They've redone it. The Tarot ride is new.
It's been redone.
Look.
That's so awesome.
Yeah, guys.
So we need to get together and we all need to go ride on the Tarot ride.
Guys, it's Lagoon.
Yeah, man.
I love you, dude. Lagoon.
Yeah.
But what are you going to bring to the table to really mix up the Tarot ride? Because there's just the guy experimenting on another guy.
I don't care what they do.
It's darkness. It's curtains.
You've got the honk.
I still want the honk.
The permanent honk.
I hope the honk is still there. The
honk.
That creates, it's so loud and it's so bright, it's instant incontinence is what it does to you. They call it the brown sound when you work there.
So I guess I want to know from
the brown pants.
The brown sound. I want to know from people, from listeners that have gone on the new tarot ride,
if it's any good.
Yeah, because we've gone multiple times this year, but every single time we show up,
way too crowded. It's
like an hour long. I'm partial to Dracula's Castle.
Yeah, when I was a kid, I was so scared to go on Dracula's Castle, I would shut my eyes.
Oh, okay.
And the very first time I even dared try to open my eyes was my very first time I ever tried to kiss a girl, and it didn't go well at all.
Is that the same trip
when one of my nuts fell out of my OP shorts?
Yeah, that's it. While you're eating corn?
Corn on the cob.
And you're sitting spread eagle?
Yep. On the lawn by the log flume.
Ew.
Look, I'd given up, man.
Dad.
I saved up a whole summer of mowing lawns. I won her a Houston Astros batter's helmet. I won her an inflatable hammer. Like, I won her a mirror with like a cobra painted on it.
Oh, yeah.
You can win everything.
And I gave all that to her, and I was like, yeah. And then like my prepubescent peach fuzz, you know, lips leaned in while on Dracula's Castle. And it was a shriek, a howling shriek. It was as though a wolf came out of nowhere and bit off her leg from the knee down. That's how bad she was shrieking.
Oh, my gosh.
Did you scare was she just not expecting?
No, she was staring at me for like 5 minutes. We were like, it was that gaze. You know, it's like that kiss the girl thing from The Little Mermaid.
Oh, man, that's so funny.
I was moving in very slowly. Oh no. And so I moving in, and then the minute my peach fuzz brushed her lips, it just a howl. Birds flew off trees outside and stuff like that. So then I had just given up. So I was like, whatever, I'm just gonna. So I had my buffalo burger and my corn on the cob with extra butter.
Ew.
And I'm sitting there with my phony Varney Glacier glasses that were red that I bought at Mervyn's.
Mervyn's?
And my red muscle shirt that had a zipper on the front. And when you unzipped it, there was fishnet there.
We need to see some pictures.
I may have some pictures of that.
Okay, I mean,
because I also wore that shirt.
I wore that shirt to
Disneyland with my aunts and uncles to great effect. They loved it. They thought it was boss. But I had some white corduroy OP shorts, which were very short back in the day.
Ocean Pacific.
Mm-hmm. And I was sitting there enjoying my corn on the cob, and then I hear that shriek again. Same shriek. And I couldn't figure it out. And I'm like, what the hell? And I've got butter all over my face. You know, it's like I've got like a corn kernel up on my Varnays.
Ooh.
And I'm looking around, I've got my mullet. And I was like, what is the problem? And then I felt a breeze and I was like, oh no.
Were you commando?
No.
How did that?
I was rocking some tidy whities. I don't know how it happened.
You just slipped out.
Plop.
I want to break free.
I looked down and that was pretty much a worst moment of my life, my friends.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Denied the kiss.
Yep. One of my nuts was hanging out.
Yeah, and that. And that.
Right one.
The right one.
My right one.
It was not the right
one. Wasn't even the one that hangs low.
Dad.
Okay.
You think one would be the problem one, right? No.
You think Droopy?
It was the good twin. It was the good twin.
Good one.
Yeah, I was so mad. Oh my God. Then I just sat there and I was just like, no, 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 no. My corn fell on the grass.
All buttery.
This is gross.
People have heard this story like 100 times.
I know, but it is one of my favorite memories
every
now.
Every time I go to Lagoon, I think about that moment, though.
Oh, my gosh.
I'm scarred. And that was on Dracula's Castle. So, obviously, my boat was right. Like level Dracula's Castle.
Yeah. Get rid of it.
If I may, I want to pitch the best horror ride that Lagoon can make. If I could talk
the best horror.
Oh, yeah,
if
yeah.
I could talk to
they
this.
Used to have a ride called the Haunted Shack, which was really cool.
Okay, tell
back
me about it.
There's a gorilla. In fact, there's a gorilla in Haunted Mansion right now. They had him in Pioneer Village, that was part of the Haunted Shack from the 1960s. I have a picture of him there.
Okay. Oh, did they move him into Dracula's Castle?
He's in Dracula's
okay.
Castle.
Okay.
But he was part of the Haunted Shack. And the Haunted Shack, I mean, it was like before lawyers. Like
right.
Lawyers didn't exist. And so you go in Lagoon and like the stairs were moving and the stairs would collapse and you'd fall and slide. And they did. There was all kinds of craziness in the Haunted Shack. But that's gone. They tore it down. It was by where you eat all the food by the floating helicopters.
Okay.
Helicopter, right?
Because hear me out, Lagoon stockholders. I want to pitch your perfect. We're going to keep it in Dracula's castle area.
Okay. All right.
And what we're going to do is we're going to clear out the arcade. So everything right behind Dracula's castle.
That's the old concert venue, by the way. Dracula's castle is the old concert venue.
And so we're going to make that basically, and we're going to pour millions of dollars into this. Will be your Disney haunted mansion.
So you're going to let it, you're appealing to Lagoon to let us do it? Is that what you're saying?
I want to help them craft it. Because here's what you need to do. This needs to be a haunted history of Lagoon, the ride.
I like that.
And this will be just as big as Haunted Mansion. And so I want to see everything. And like I'm talking maybe like a Wild Mouse sort of theme where there's like a dead mouse creature, almost like a Five Nights at Freddy's sort of thing.
And then on
the other end, we're going through Pioneer Village, and Pioneer Village is very haunted.
Yeah.
And so we're going to see shacks and things like that.
Would you cover the fire that burned everything down?
Yes. And there would be like a story being told as we're going through.
Exactly. Lagoon fire.
And then there would be like an Aladdin's... what was the Aladdin's? The one that the ride that would go up.
The carpet one?
The flying carpet.
Yeah, the flying carpet.
I got thrown out of Lagoon because of that ride.
Did you?
Yeah. Stood up.
Oh,
yeah. When it got to the top, and I actually got out of the safety thing and yelled, "Chinese fire drill," right as it dropped.
Ooh. That's not good.
I'm lucky to be alive, my friend.
Especially because that ride crunched your nuts.
Oh,
like way bad.
Yeah.
But no, and I'm talking like Tidal Wave, we could utilize that. Puff the Magic Dragon, there could be sort of some demonic dragon going through.
It's a terrible idea.
No, it's not. It could be a scary version of Lagoon.
You want Puff the Magic Dragon? You want Puff in your scary ride?
Yes. A demonic Puff.
Come on, dude.
Well, sure, he killed a kid. Didn't he? Didn't he?
Yeah.
He did. Is it too soon?
Too soon. We don't want to talk about it. Because I want to go to Lagoon.
Right.
I don't want my pass revoked.
Yeah.
So by mentioning this...
This is ugly event in Lagoon history.
Speaking of the Happy Negro being taken off the panel there.
That's right.
Disney's doing more stuff with Pirates of the Caribbean. Did you guys hear about this?
Yeah, they're changing Pirates of the Caribbean.
So they're getting rid of like the woman being auctioned. Which
it's
is right
the
in the
redhead.
Middle. Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Thoughts on that?
Well,
because they have changed stuff on the ride before.
They've changed a lot of stuff.
Where it was, there used to be like men chasing women around, and now they flipped it so that the women are chasing men.
They put food in their hands.
Yeah.
So the women have food in their hands, and the pirates, they're not after coitus. They're after food.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Which is dumb. Everybody knows that one. I was not in favor of this one. However, there's a lot of verbiage in that. Voiced by legendary actor Paul Frees. He's the auctioneer. Paul Frees is the voice of the Burgermeister, Meister Burger.
Oh, okay.
And the Rankin Bass Santa Claus is coming to town. More toys! Paul Frees, great actor. He was in the first wave at Normandy, by the way, and was wounded.
Wow.
And D-Day, yeah.
Yeah.
Wow.
And once this happened, he was like, you know what? I'm done with grown-ups. I want to spend my life entertaining. If I live through this war, I'm going to spend my life entertaining kids.
Cool.
So he did a lot of stuff with Rocky and Bullwinkle, and then he did the Rankin Bass stuff. He's also the voice of the ghost host in Haunted Mansion.
Awesome.
He's great. And so he voices almost every character in there. So that I'm sad because Paul Frees' voice is going to be going away. But the script is actually pretty, you know, they're making fun of fat people, and they're talking about, you know, sexual trafficking. You know, there's all kinds of stuff. And me personally, I look at this and I'm just like, it was a different era. It's fine. They're pirates. What do pirates do? This. So it's fine.
Right.
Leave it alone.
I mean, are we saying that pirates were just great guys with all morals? I mean, shouldn't they? look, the ride has been around for how many years?
Since 1969.
Right.
Yeah.
And, I mean, have people been ruined because of this ride? I know sometimes in hindsight we look back and think how insensitive, and yes, some things are very insensitive. But this, I mean, this will just, it will now be another fun fact. It'll be like, the men used to chase the women, but now it's the other way around. Or, yes, they used to have a woman up,
you
woman
know,
up
you
for
know,
auction.
This is my take.
It'll still be brought up all the time.
Community standards change.
Yes.
They ebb and flow. So people become more conservative. They become more. Yeah, it is kind of funny if you think about it, because the people that are leading the charge here are you know, the left wing, politically correct. And if you think about it, in so many respects, the political correctness movement is a drive back to conservatism, which is right wing, which is so weird if you think about it.
Right.
So there's stuff in Pirates of the Caribbean that you just couldn't, you can't say in today's world. It's just too out there. So I understand why they're changing it. I hope they leave the animatronics there because the animatronics are great. It's going to be a bummer to see Paul Frees removed from that part of the ride. But I know people are thinking this is weird, but I don't necessarily support it, but I can see why they did it.
So can
does that make sense? If you there's verbiage in there where it's like, you know, strike your colors, your brazen winch, no need to expose your superstructure, and he's talking about the fat lady.
Yeah.
You know, there's a whole kind of thing there where. And the other thing that's hard is I shot a commercial right there on that set.
Right.
That's the part where it's one of the places where I shot the commercial. And I'll tell you, I did grab the redheaded. I grabbed her boob.
Hey.
I had to do it right in front of all the Disney brass. Nice. I grabbed her boob because I was like, look, this is a moment. I'm never going to get another chance
that's
like
awesome.
This.
It's
I
awesome.
Have to do it. It was actually on camera. And they're like, oh, okay.
Okay.
Why'd you do that? Because now it's on camera.
Yeah.
Right.
Well, from what I've heard, that they are going to keep the same animatronics. They're changing the actual dialogue. And then all the women, not the bride, the redhead, they're all kind of chained up together with rope. And I think they're getting rid of that so that it's not.
So they're not chained.
Trafficking.
They're not chained up.
Yeah. That's from what I heard.
It'll be interesting to see what they do.
Yeah.
Like, I don't think any kid going through that ride's been all, yeah, that's a great idea. Like, I don't think it's ever corrupted a kid.
But I think that is one of the problems. I think Spinari's got a good point. You know, you've got them chained up. How many little kids are like, what's going on here, Mom? What's happening here, Dad? Well, see, these women are being sold because they're women to pirates for sexual favors. You know, I don't know. I don't understand how you explain that in today's world.
Right.
I think it's just it's an awkward conversation that's...
Yeah, and it's not it's not out of the question to change something on Pirates of the Caribbean at this point.
No.
Disney's playing it a bit safe. That's all.
I
understand why.
Disney... I go back and forth because if you look at the Disney classics are dark and they're dangerous and they're scary and there's a lot of death and there's a lot of political incorrectness and they were great. But again, community standards change and I just think that there's just a lot of, I think it's fine that they're changing.
Okay.
I hate to say it, but you know, and this is the argument because I've had this argument with a couple of people. And I think if Walt were still alive, well, first of all, he'd be like 116. So that'd be weird. But if he were still alive,
if anyone he could.
I think Pirates of the Caribbean wouldn't even be here because he was one of these guys that's like the minute it gets a little dated, it's gone. I'm not married to anything. The minute that technology is not cutting edge, I want it out of here. But it has such fond memories. It's Spinari's favorite ride.
It is my favorite ride.
It's one, you know, it's in my top three favorite rides.
Right.
It's probably number two. Splash Mountain, Haunted Mansion, Pirates of the Caribbean. They're all kind of right there. It's hard for Matterhorn. They're all kind of right there.
Space Mountain for me.
Yeah, Space Mountain for you. I know. I did know that about you. So I don't think it would be here.
Hmm.
So I think armed with that, right? I think that it's fine that they change it.
All right.
Because they change everything at Disneyland.
So. Right.
Mm-hmm.
It'll be sad to see it go.
I mean, heck, I really shouldn't be mad about the woman being auctioned off when they completely bastardized the Twilight Zone Tower of Terror.
Yeah, ruined it.
Right. It's probably cool looking inside, but the outside looks like garbage.
From what I hear, it's actually pretty cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, but the outside is, it's bad.
Right.
So, anyway, that's, that's Pirates of the Caribbean. It should be, I don't know when it's going to be changed.
I think they don't have a date for it yet.
They don't have a date on
it. Not yet. They've announced that they will be changing it, but specific date.
Something I'll never forget is when we were there a month and a half ago.
Yeah.
We went on, it was the final ride we went on that night when everyone else was gone.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there was nobody there.
Yep. And it was maybe 12:15.
Really late.
What time did they close? Was it 12 or 12:30?
They closed at 12, but I think they kept it open because people were still kind of hopping in line, so they let it stay open a little bit later.
So we were the second to last people there, and they shut down the ride right when we were...
They were putting up the ropes.
The fire. The fire part. And I was like, cool. Yeah. I hope they just stop the ride entirely. We spend the night here.
Wasn't that cool? Yeah, they stopped the ride, but we were the only people in there.
Yeah.
That was really
cool. Very
cool. When the town was on fire and the guys got one leg on the dock and one leg in the boat. And it was awesome. Yeah, it was a lot of fun. It was a great memory. Yeah. That was a very fun memory. All of us together, especially after all the hell that we had gone through in the past.
Oh, my gosh.
Right.
We all kind of sat there and hugged and wept.
On Pirates.
It was like a chick flick.
As we were being shot out from the side.
Yep.
Yes.
Yeah, it was fun. So, so let's see. What else are we talking about today?
I brought something, you guys.
You did?
I brought something.
You did.
If I may, hold on.
What did you?
What are you doing?
He's grabbing. He's Is that a book of poetry?
It's
a book of poetry.
It sort of is.
Yeah.
Okay. I found this last week at my house, and I thought, man, this would be perfect for Radio Ronin.
Yeah.
Not because it really fits our show, but because it really doesn't. It's a handmade book, you know, just a really simple paper book that a lot of pages ripping out, and it's called, and it's got one of these plastic little bindings, and it's called Inspirational Poetry, Insights, and Scattered Thoughts. This is a, I know you guys are looking at me very quizzically.
Did Jewel write this? Is this from Jewel?
Jewel wrote a book? Foolish Games. Yes. Yeah. Jewel gave this to me. It almost is like Jewel gave it to me.
It looks very old.
It's very strange. So every missionary in the Australia Perth mission got one of these books.
Mormon missionary.
Yeah. So this is a very, and I don't want people to think this is, I don't want people to judge the church based on this.
So you're now that guy. You're the mission story guy now.
No. No.
Is that what you're doing?
No. No.
All right.
In all the years you've known me, have I told more than 5 mission stories?
Till now? Yes.
So now I'm going to be that guy.
You're that guy.
You are that guy.
It's one time I'm a mission, guys.
Because you like to make fun of guys like that.
I do.
So what? Now this is this, so this is from your mission?
So this is from my mission, and the only reason I'm bringing it is because it's a book of spiritual thoughts.
So this might be a new bit. It's spiritual thoughts.
Well,
with Kent C. Dunn, with a grant from the Dolores Eccles Foundation,
I like
and
it.
Another grant from Huntsman, and another grant from Hewlett Packard.
Hewlett Packard too.
I don't know who sponsors those.
I'll
take
it.
Dolores S. Eccles.
Bonneville Communications presents the second semi-annual Scattered Thoughts.
Dang, it's good.
Lynn Wilson presents.
Uh-huh.
I love that voice. He should be the ghost host.
Yeah, he should. Wouldn't that be great?
Yes, it would.
We
okay.
have 999 happy hearts.
Why did you take a drink?
I don't know. I'm thirsty, but I took a drink at the wrong time.
There's room for 1,000. But first, I'm going to put on my ball sling and grab myself a Lynn Wilson tamale. Hit the bearskin rug with D.
That's not okay. That's not okay.
Doug is a great man, by the way.
He really is. But can this Halloween, can you do the entire Haunted Mansion reading?
As read by Doug Wright?
Yes. Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, sure.
Okay. So the reason I bring this, you guys, is because there are some stories in here. Like, there's a lot of spiritual thoughts here.
Okay.
And you are crying right now, Spinari.
I am laughing so hard.
So we'd have, like, dinner. We called it a tea feed over in Australia.
Tea feed.
Because they call dinner tea. Okay. You know, so it's a tea feed.
All right.
And we'd have dinner, and then we'd also even be like, could we share a spiritual thought with you? And they'd be like, sure, just get out of my house, whatever. Yeah. And so we'd pick something.
So this is your spiritual thought.
Yeah, we'd pick something
spiritual
from this book.
Spiritual thoughts with Kent C. Dunn.
Yeah. And I have a story. It's going to take me a few minutes to read, so I will.
Oh, jeez.
I will need your patience, but guess what?
This is like a Jess story, dude.
We're
an hour and 10 minutes in.
It's going to sound like a Jess story as I read it, because it's lengthy. But I promise you the payoff is worth it.
People are already looking for the fast forward button.
Don't do it. You will not regret this.
Okay.
I want you to remember that this is in a happy spiritual thought book with a lot of just, like I said, spiritual messages.
Okay.
Okay.
And I'm going to need your patience.
Yep.
And I promise you that the writing is this bad, I'm not misspeaking.
Okay.
Are we ready?
No, you're going to read this verbatim.
Verbatim. So, are you guys ready? Take a seat, and I'll try to read it in a very soothing voice.
I wish we had some organ music here.
The story is called A Show, A Snack, A Goodnight Kiss. You guys ready? Are you guys ready? I need you to be ready, because I cannot handle your interruptions in this story. I will take your reaction after. I will not accept your interruptions.
Here we go.
I'm sorry.
A show, a snack, a goodnight kiss. In my years as a doctor, I've witnessed many heartbreaking scenes. Some of them I have been directly responsible for. It's not easy. It's not easy to tell someone that their father, mother, or sweetheart is dead. Of these times, there is one I will never forget. It all started one Saturday morning, when I arrived at the hospital earlier than usual. Having missed my breakfast, I decided to go to the coffee shop and have a bite to eat. I heard my name over the intercom.
I'll build you a rainbow.
Dr. Bayfield, you're needed immediately in surgery.
Way up high above.
I quickly put down the newspaper I was reading and hurriedly climbed to the top of the stairs. At the top, I was greeted by the ward nurse, who was very serious.
Sprinkle down raindrops.
She said, Dr. Bayfield, I'm afraid it's too late. She's almost gone.
All covered with love.
Pat, please tell me what happened. It's a girl from your ward. An accident happened with her and her boyfriend and two other people. It was a wreck with the people in the other car and her boyfriend being killed. I wasted no time running into the room to see what I could do. One look at her body laying on the table told me there was no hope. Her once pretty face was powder white and she was bleeding from head to toe. Her half-burned body trembled with fright and pain, but she was still conscious.
What the hell is this?
Oh my gosh.
So this is a spiritual thought?
Guys, come on.
It's like an Edgar Allan Poe story.
Do I need to start over?
No.
A show?
No, please continue.
A show?
No,
please, snack.
Continue.
Okay.
Please continue.
In the corner of the room, her bishop was kneeling in prayer. Obviously for the girl.
Special angel girl.
I gave him permission to talk to her.
Special angel boy.
I'm afraid you'll be the last one to talk to her, so try to find out what happened.
Raised on heaven's mercy.
He moved a chair to the bed and sat down. He said, Kathy, can you hear me? It's your bishop, Bishop Stevens.
Pretty as a buttercup.
After a moment of silence, Kathy remembered who he was. How's Bill? She asked. Kathy, Bill is dead, replied the bishop. Guys, I can't handle your laughter right now. Please, bear with me. He died. Hold on, let me start that again. Because I feel like you guys are taking the emotional weight away. Kathy, Bill is dead, replied the bishop. He died right after the accident. Kathy began to sob, and I was sure the strain...
Couldn't you at least modernize the names?
And I was and I was sure the strain was too much for her, but she continued. And the other car? How many were in it? Bishop Stevens turned away from the dying girl.
Can't you make them like Caleb and Abby?
Visibly.
Like, make them like more modern.
Chunga?
Sorry.
Bishop Stevens turned away from the girl, visibly moved. Kathy, there were two other people in the car. They were both killed. He took a deep breath and started to say something vitally important. Kathy didn't sense this and interrupted. Bishop, before I die, I have a confession to make. Tonight, I was supposed to be babysitting. At least that's what my parents thought. I really had a date with Bill. Mom and Dad wouldn't let me date Bill because of his reputation with his family and friends. Bishop, I loved Bill. At least I thought I did, but it's too late now. I was wrong. I thought it would be a lovely evening, a show, a snack at the drive-in, and a goodnight kiss. How wrong I was. Instead, we parked in the country.
You want to go get a sandwich?
Yeah.
I knew I was doing wrong, and I told him to stop and take me home. Then he laughed and called me old-fashioned. Finally, I started crying and slapped him. He turned white in the...
She slapped him because she said she was old-fashioned.
He turned white in the face, and he said he'd never seen
That's an assault.
He said he'd never seen a dame like me, but thank goodness he was taking me home.
Never seen a dame like you.
I guess his anger overruled him. He was going 80 miles per hour on the highway, and when I yelled at him to stop, he only went faster. As we got closer to the city, he slowed down to 60, and I recovered from crying.
Mm-hmm. Then he hit dead man's curve.
He hadn't looked at me since I slapped him, and all of a sudden it happened. He turned his attention from the road to me, and then I saw a red light, only he didn't see it. He ran the red light and hit another car. That's all I remember. Oh, I really was wrong. Why didn't I listen to Mom and Dad? They knew what was right for me, and I called them old, stubborn fools. I was wrong. Wasn't I, Bishop? Bishop Stevens replied, yes, Kathy.
Your story sucks, Kenny.
Yes, Kathy, you were wrong. But I'm glad you confessed before it was too late. Your parents knew what was right for you. That is why they didn't let you date Bill. Bishop, please tell them I am very sorry that I disobeyed them and I wasn't a good daughter. And tell them I love them. I heard her gasp for breath, and I knew it was only a matter of seconds now. Who is in the other car? Kathy asked. I might know them. Bishop Stevens calmly replied, they were your parents, Kathy.
Mic drop.
Author unknown.
Powerful.
They were your parents, yeah. Kathy.
Yep.
A show, a snack, and a goodnight kiss.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
Finn.
Thank you. I want to run a warm tub and slash every major organ in
they
my body.
They were your parents, Kathy. She and Bill, because she messed around.
Yep.
Crashed, and Bill died, and her parents died. Mm-hmm. And Kathy died. Yep. Isn't that a terrible story to be in a spiritual thought book?
Well, I'll never sin again.
How many times did you actually read that on your mission?
Well, there were many people that, oh, look, Australians are very dry in terms of their wit. And so when I would read that, they'd basically be sitting here like you guys, like, please tell me at the end.
You actually read that?
Absolutely. I thought it was hilarious. I'd be cackling away. I'd be like, okay, my command's give the closing prayer now. And I'm just laughing. And yeah, absolutely.
Wow.
Huh. Isn't that funny? Oh, by the way, that's one of many of those stories in this book.
I was initially thinking this might be a great feature on the show.
Well, how is that not?
Spiritual thoughts with Kent C. Dunn.
A show, a snack, and a goodnight kiss. I mean, look, deathbed confessions, not really part of the LDS religion, but hey, in that story, fine.
Yeah.
Those are your parents, Kathy. Isn't that terrible? You hated that. Did you hate it?
Well, I just don't get it.
What's not to get? It's a terrible story.
Well, back in the day, parents went to bed at like 8 o'clock. So they're not out there.
Yeah.
So this is there's a plot hole.
But maybe the parents were fooling around and that's why they got hit.
Chunga, I didn't
like,
say.
Maybe they were headed
Chunga,
back from the swingers Chunga, club.
Yeah,
or what?
What were they doing out that late?
I didn't say based on a true story. It is a story that someone.
They didn't have Taco Bell back then.
They didn't have Taco Bell when the.
They didn't even have drive through windows back then.
You're ruining a show, a snack, and a goodnight kiss.
What are they doing out that late?
The parents?
Yes.
Why not?
They should be in bed in their separate beds.
They were getting killed by their daughter who sins. That's what they were doing.
Well, they were also probably sinning.
You know, come to think of it, I think Disneyland should leave that. I think exactly the same. Don't touch it.
Oh, my gosh.
Because this is what happens. The dominoes fall, and this is what you're left with.
So if anyone would like to hear more of those stories, please let me know, because I have two co-hosts that would probably rather not hear any more spiritual thoughts by Kent C. Dunn.
I'm hiding that book.
I'm good.
No! Don't! I've got one called The Hummingbird. It's going to break your little heart.
Oh, The Hummingbird.
Yeah.
Okay.
I just want to go to bed now.
I know.
I've been up too late, and I don't want to kill anybody.
You don't? Why not?
So let me help me understand this.
Sure.
Did they have sex?
No.
He slapped him.
He started getting frisky. He probably passed first base. It doesn't really say because it's a spiritual thought book.
Right.
And she told him to stop and slapped him, and then he did, but then he started speeding right after that.
I thought she slapped him because he said, you're not like the other dames.
He said that, yes.
So she was defending her morals and her values.
Yeah,
and then she
lost
died because
halfway
of it?
Through.
I'll read it again. Hold on.
No. It's okay. It's really. It's all right. It's really okay.
You've got it bookmarked.
We parked in the country. I knew I was doing wrong.
Stop.
And when I hold on.
Stop.
And when I told him to stop and take me home, he laughed and called me old fashioned. So that was after.
You're old fashioned.
Yeah, so she just thought it would be a goodnight kiss, but she said they parked in the country. And we all know what that means.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And then she started crying and slapped him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
And then she killed her parents. Dude, I'm terrified.
They were your parents, Kathy.
I'm terrified.
Like, isn't that like scary stories to tell in the dark?
I'm never going to go on a date again.
It was like, it was kind of like, I was under your bed the whole night. Yeah, like that
I've
story.
I've been under there the whole time.
Yeah.
The three grandmas.
The three. Have you guys heard about the three grandmas?
The three grandmas.
They were your parents, Kathy. Yeah.
All three.
Yikes.
Thank you, guys. Thank you.
Do we have a movie to
We have two movies we can talk about.
Oh, my gosh. You killed the show, dude.
No.
We're an hour and 20 minutes in?
That's 10 minutes.
Worth it. You better not cut that. You better not.
All right. I'll leave it in.
All right. So I want to talk about two movies.
I have to cut half of the beginning of the show.
Nah. So, okay. The first movie we have is called Wish Upon.
Yeah.
This is a new scary movie, PG-13 horror flick.
Yeah.
With no one really in it. Joey King is the girl. It's a high school movie where this girl finds a music box. It's an old Chinese music box.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
And it says, you'll be granted 7 wishes.
But why would a music box say that?
Because
is it in Chinese?
Yes.
Okay.
Because the movie wants this to happen.
How would you know it said that?
Because she takes Chinese.
Okay.
Yep.
All right. Cool.
Yep, but she doesn't.
So clearly somebody's a better writer than wrote that story.
I think it's the same person. It's okay. The author unknown in the IMDb credits.
Okay, all right.
Author unknown. And so this girl finds a music box. Her dad is played by Ryan Phillippe.
Phillippe.
Yeah, Phillippe.
Yep.
And so she...
I had him on the show once. He was a dick.
Yeah, that's out of here.
Yeah.
So she and her father, they're very poor. She's picked on at high school. So she starts making wishes like, I wish that we got all of my great uncle's inheritance. Or I wish that... this one girl would rot, but when she wishes for these things, they actually happen.
Whoa.
This is basically a modern day monkey's paw story.
Okay.
Cool.
All right.
And so, like, when she says, I wish this girl just rot, the next day this other popular girl wakes up and her skin is rotting off.
Okay.
Nice.
Or if she wishes for, like, for fortune, there's a blood price, and so someone that is close to her dies in basically a final destination
sort of way.
So that's
the payoff for the wish.
Yes.
Okay.
And she only has seven of these, right?
Seven of them, okay. And then bad things happen at the end of the seven. This movie is so stupid. Like, it is unapologetic. I'm almost apologetically... Like, it takes itself very seriously. If there was a director who filmed this movie with a sense of, like... sarcasm or knowing that they were falling into so many tropes, this would be kind of fun. But
okay.
This movie takes itself so entirely seriously that it's not fun. And then it tries to borrow the you know, tricks and traps from the Final Destination series.
Yeah.
Where it's like, for example,
yep,
a woman's in the kitchen, you know she's going to die. And then all of a sudden she's cutting carrots and celery and then putting them in the garbage disposal.
Mm-hmm.
And you're like, oh, garbage disposal, and
she's
kind of cringe.
She's mm-hmm. gonna lose a hand,
and you're like, oh, this is gonna be crazy. But then you have to go through this Rube Goldberg series of events
things that happen.
Yeah, and it may
and
or may not be
ends
that
up driving through the kitchen
precisely.
Yeah.
And it's so stupid. It's not fun. I actually laughed at this movie several times because I'm not even kidding you. This movie is in maybe an hour and 27 minutes. An hour and 12 minutes into this movie, all of a sudden they're like, here's the history of the music box. And they show Jerry O'Connell for about 40 seconds.
Mm-hmm.
How his family died and he was cursed with this box as well. Only 40 seconds. And all of us in the theater started laughing. So we're like, it's Jerry O'Connell.
Yeah.
He doesn't need to be in this movie for 40 seconds. Like, what's going on?
He's a very nice man.
I'm sure he is. But like, I think there was another movie being filmed and they're like, cut it. We'll just use 40 seconds of Jerry O'Connell. Because they wanted to give the history. It was the weirdest dang thing.
What's the movie called?
Wish Upon. It's so, so stupid. I hated it, but I laughed, so I'm not giving it an F. It's a D minus.
It's called A Carton of Milk, A Loaf of Bread, and A Stick of Butter. And a good night kiss.
Always a good night kiss.
Yeah.
But do not see this movie. It is fairly clean for like the teenage kids that don't really get to see scary movies lately, like The Conjuring or whatnot.
Yeah.
It's very PG-13. You don't actually see... It's not very bloody.
Listen, the last thing you ever want to do is go to a PG-13 horror movie.
True. Mm-hmm.
You don't ever want to do that. You know why? Because I went to The Ring, which was a PG-13 horror movie.
I feel like I'm going to dispute you on whatever you're about to say.
It was a bunch of preteens and adolescents sitting there acting like a-holes the entire movie.
Oh, okay.
It was
yes,
ruined.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. That's the thing.
Because they get to go to a horror movie, their first horror movie. And they all act at, like, total hand jobs the entire time.
And it's really annoying. I actually think that's why they make some horror films purposely rated R. Like, they'll throw in a couple F-words or extra blood.
Yeah, just to keep the kids out.
Yeah, and they still know they'll get the money.
Mm-hmm.
Because like you go to like an Insidious movie, and Insidious is a good PG-13 example,
actually
a recent one.
Yeah,
but the teenagers that are there will ruin the entire experience.
Yep,
and just because they're all loud,
teenagers.
Whoever's the loudest one is making their friends laugh, and that's kind of the thing. You look back and you're like, was I this annoying? I was.
Yes, you were.
Yeah. I hate old me, or young me, I should say.
Young you.
Yeah. I hate me. No, actually, though, this movie was kind of good for me because I went home immediately.
Mm-hmm.
And I got home pretty early. Like, it was an hour and a half.
Mm-hmm.
And I immediately got on my computer and started writing. Because I said, I'm so pissed off at the movie I just saw. I could write something better.
I thought you were going to get on the computer and unfriend every Chinese person you know.
No. I know two, but no. No, but
does
I started...
Does that include Lieb?
No.
So three.
I'll keep Lieb. Yep. I think he's Mongolian, though. Isn't he?
No, he's perfectly fine. He's smart. He's fine.
Oh, God. So, But no, actually, this inspired me to go, you're killing yourself over there.
No, I'm not.
But like, I sat there and I go, I could write a better movie. I'm like, then why don't you? So I wrote for like an hour and a half last night after this movie. So it actually brought up some good in me, even though it was a really, really terrible movie.
When a movie is so bad, you're inspired to run home and start writing?
Yes.
That's an F.
It probably
that's
is.
It's got to be an F.
But I did laugh. I laughed
yeah,
at
you
the
laughed
movie.
At the badness
for intentional
movie.
Laughs.
Yeah,
though.
It's
yeah.
So true.
Yeah,
and it's so predictable. Really, really dumb. There is a big movie this week. It okay. is War for the Planet of the Apes.
Yeah,
And I know you guys aren't huge fans of this new series.
Not the new ones, huh?
Right. I crave them.
Like, it's like Mark Wahlberg. It's like, hey, you're a monkey, okay?
Oh,
you're a monkey, okay?
No, 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 no. You're
you gotta
being,
get back to the Statue of Liberty, okay?
You're being far too unfair because that actually was the thing, and it was atrocious.
Yeah.
This is something that, like, for example, in 2011, when that James Franco movie came out, I said, it's another Mark Wahlberg movie. Why would they even make this?
Right.
And boy, was I surprised.
I watched one of them.
Mm-hmm.
Couldn't stick with it.
We turned it off halfway through.
We turned it off halfway
through. Yeah, and you saw the second one.
Yep.
You really do have to kind of see, because it is a trilogy at this point. You have Rise of the Planet of the Apes, Dawn of the Planet of the Apes, and now War for the Planet of the Apes.
Whoa, apes.
Right.
That's going to be the next one.
No, there. This is the last one. This is a trilogy.
It's a sitcom called The Facts of Apes.
No, what? No.
And it's like an all-girls school, but they're monkeys.
No. No. But I will say this.
Okay.
If you've enjoyed the series so far, and I think everyone should, because these are blockbusters without purposely being big and dumb. They're actually kind of thoughtful movies. But there's a lot of money going in here. But they're great. Like Andy Serkis plays Caesar, the main ape. And he is amazing.
Because nobody else can play a CGI character.
Right. He is the guy.
He's the only guy.
But he kills it. In the previous two movies, I thought he should have been nominated for an Oscar just based on his like the body acting.
Let's start
the vocal
a YouTube
performance.
Thing that says that Snoke is Caesar.
Dude.
Ooh.
Yeah.
We should start
a YouTube
that video.
Snoke is Caesar.
Okay. I'll make that happen.
Yeah.
We'll find a picture of Caesar with like a dent in his head.
Yep.
Yes.
There it is.
Oh, see, it ties together.
It's going to work.
Millions of views.
But so basically this one, it's years out. So basically every one of these movies, it's like 10 years in between.
Mm-hmm.
And so at this point, humanity has kind of been wiped out by a virus. And everyone knows the apes are getting smarter. And so all these generals and the armies, they're all fighting each other, but they want to get rid of the apes because they think the apes are evolving faster than humans can at this point because they are.
Mm-hmm.
And so they're trying to wipe him out. And so Woody Harrelson plays an Apocalypse Now type general who hates Caesar and will make sure he eliminates every single ape off the planet.
Okay.
And Woody Harrelson, it's a very fun role for him, but he is a very side character. This movie is all about CG characters.
Mm-hmm.
But that's what these movies do so well is like you get into these like literally CG characters. It's the best CG I've ever seen.
Really?
Yes.
Ooh,
and it is just
really?
based on the amount.
How many takes do you see of a monkey screaming and their saliva right at the camera? Ah!
I don't think once because that's not the thing.
Okay.
This thing is all about the intelligence of these apes, not a big CG Hulk screaming at the camera sort of thing.
So they're just like they're like playing chess and being smart apes.
Yes, it's playing chess for 2 hours.
Mm-hmm.
No, but that's the thing. It is these apes like being civilized, and so it's not big and dumb and like this huge action movie.
Yeah,
it's just a very thoughtful summer blockbuster.
Mm-hmm.
This movie is pretty awesome. I did have my issues. The second act has some pacing problems, and you're going to realize that. Okay, it's taking a little while to get to the point, but when it gets there, it's pretty great. It's actually emotional. I'm going to give this a solid B+.
Wow!
And so I do ding it for several reasons.
And you have to run this through the filter of Kenny loves monkey movies.
Do I
loves them?
Do I
loves monkey movies?
Kong Skull Island got like a C-, but
that's a gorilla movie.
Oh, you're right.
Not a monkey movie.
But I will say this, like. For me, this is one of the best crafted trilogies you could find.
Really?
Yes.
Okay. All right.
I own the first two, and I'm going to own this one as well.
Wow.
If you've never cared for the other two, like I said, you guys, I don't know if I could totally recommend this for you.
Yeah.
It's honestly not for us. It's not that I'm saying it's a bad movie.
Right.
There's just something about him that it's the suspension of disbelief
okay.
for me.
Sure.
I can't get past the fact that I just know it's Andy Serkis and... And it's weird. I look at K2SO from Rogue One, and I know it's the guy from Dodgeball, but just for some reason, the connection is just, I don't know why. It's a weird thing with me. It's with me.
Okay. I think these movies transcend Uncanny Valley. Like, there is no... I mean, the first one, the effects were a little dodgy. It's 2011, but even good for the time. But they've only improved over time.
There's only ever been one good monkey movie.
I'm listening.
And that was Any Which Way But Loose with...
That's great.
With Clint Eastwood. Mm-hmm. Left Turn, Clyde. That one's good. That's a good monkey movie.
I'm a fan of the original Planet of the Apes as well.
Also fantastic, but they weren't monkeys. They were dudes. Dressed like monkeys.
They were dudes hopping around like this.
Yep.
Dressed
like monkeys.
Yes.
With great effects.
Yes. Yeah. And, oh, man. But no, for me, this movie really surprised me. And I was very happy once it finished because I was like, that really capped off a great trilogy. And I was, I get worried every time I see these because the first one, I didn't expect anything.
Yep.
And I've got greatness ever since. So solid B+ for this one.
All right. Nice.
Oh, let's see. What have I watched? I watched The Dark Knight again last night.
Nice.
Oh, cool.
And it's not holding up.
What?
Heath Ledger, fantastic.
You're
Christian
crazy.
Bale, fantastic. Everybody else is.
You're nuts.
Aaron Eckhart, I can't watch.
Oh my gosh, I think he's one of the best parts.
What? Really?
Yeah, absolutely.
I don't know.
In fact, I would rather have more time spent on his character.
Maybe if there was more time spent on his character, it could have evolved a little bit better.
Like Maggie Gyllenhaal.
Not good. And the guy who plays the mayor. You know,
oh, you don't like him?
Who was now?
Nestor Carbonell?
Yeah.
I like him.
Good. So anyway, but it was still fun. It was fun to watch it. But see, I'm up on my films.
Dark Knight 2008.
You can see. Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. So is that the show? Are we done? Is that the show? Please don't.
No.
Please don't.
No.
Hey, listen, we want your feedback. Please give it to us. Come join our Podbash users group. Here's the deal. We have a private users group. You are invited. If you're listening to this right now, you are invited to join our private users group. And it's us just away from the show talking about whatever. It's Tim talking about guitars, and it's Lieb talking about basketball, and it's just anybody talking about
anything.
It's Ben talking about design. It's whatever. Gary talking about fishing. So all this fun stuff that we do there, it's just us kind of living life. And you're invited. We only have one rule. Don't be a dick. That's it. Everyone else is welcome.
Everyone's been very compliant.
They have been.
To be sometimes, but you know.
The only one who really ever breaks the rule is the one that created the rule, and that's Tim.
Yeah.
That is Tim.
So Tim is like the resident troll to kind of... But he does that by design to get people talking and that kind of stuff. But,
yep.
We'd love for you to join our group, and we would love your feedback. And thank you. Please spread the word. Turn off your radios and tell everybody to listen to Podbash. It's easier than listening to the radio and a hell of a lot more fun. So thanks, everybody, for listening. Check out all the other great shows, and we'll see you on the next one. Peace.
This is the Radio Ronin Show on Podbash.com.